So the one last thing I kind of want to suggest about the ending of this episode is that you kind of, and I don't know if you did this on purpose or what you think about this, but you kind of made it sound like the episode ends completely on the end of that scene. She didn't go far enough with her opening up with her emotional vulnerability, and then for you, maybe that's where it ended. I actually thought that the more interesting part is after that, right? She starts to open up, but then she does pull back, right? And she not only pulls back, she also dismisses anything Joshua may say and can't kind of understand him at all. And that sort of connection they had a little bit breaks down in that moment when she pulls back and then dismisses him. And that's when that connection breaks down and then he leaves, right? No, he doesn't leave, but you can tell things get weird and then he's not there the next morning. But the interesting part is the next morning, what she does at the house. You know, she gets up and she has breakfast. She sits on the porch and reads the paper. And then before she leaves, she takes the garbage out. But it's all shot in like a very contemplative way where you can see her imagining this life where she is stable and has money and she can sit around and read the paper and take the garbage out like a normal person or like a responsible person. So I thought that was where the not necessarily epiphany, but where the whatever interesting part of the episode, I thought the way it ended was really good. And like I said a second ago, more contemplative. And I don't know, I doubt we'll see this character come back. I doubt Joshua will be back in the picture. I don't know, maybe. But I think this experience definitely impacted Hannah in a good way. And I think we see that with the way that the episode ends. So, all right, I have 40 seconds left, but I'm just going to end this one and call back with one final thought on the meta of our society.